When you think of the word Lent, what comes to mind? Lent is the 40-day period leading up to Easter. The concept of observing Lent may have originated as early as 325 AD, when Christians fasted one meal per day and ate no meat, fish, or dairy during this 40-day period. The idea came from Scripture where Jesus fasted in the wilderness. Lent is the time period each year from Ash Wednesday, this past Wednesday, to Easter Sunday. This has traditionally been observed by the church as a time of repentance, when believers are encouraged to grow deeper in their faith. This is often accompanied by praise, worship, reading of Scripture, and praying. It has sometimes been interpreted as a time to give up earthly pleasures, caffeine, chocolate, meat. And during the Reformation, some Protestant churches apparently condemned the concept of Lent, saying there was no scriptural basis for it. I grew up in First Baptist Church in Guelph, in a congregation very similar to this. I learned from a young age who Jesus was and decided at the age of 10 that I wanted to follow him. I don't remember ever learning about Lent. I don't remember observing Lent at church, although we may have. And I certainly didn't know anything about giving up something for Lent. It wasn't until I was an adult that I realized this was something that some Christians do. I have a good friend who grew up in church. She stopped attending as an adult. And she once told me that she had terrible memories of Easter because of all the things that she couldn't do over the Easter weekend. This was surprising to me. I grew up loving Easter weekend. A Good Friday service, although as a child I could never understand why they called it good when they killed Jesus. And then the Easter service on Sunday. Easter always seemed a joyous time, especially with Easter eggs and chocolate. I knew from a young age that Easter was so much more than the Easter Bunny. I think I figured the Easter Bunny was celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. I hope you are getting the picture that for me the concept of Lent was pretty foreign. I wasn't taught to give up anything for Lent, and so I didn't. As an adult, I've had friends give up chocolate, desserts, meat, and coffee, and I admired them for it. The extent of my sacrifice has been to give up pop for the last week of Lent, and this has been a challenge for me. So I may not be great at giving up things, which is why I was intrigued with an idea several years ago of taking extra time to be with God over the period of Lent. This is something that I have tried in previous years, and it's something that I want to introduce to you today. If there are those of you who give up something for Lent, please continue to do this. I believe it can be a very meaningful practice. This is just another idea. Over a year ago, I took on the role of being a deacon and chairing the board of deacons. One of the main reasons I felt called to serve on the board was because I've been spending a lot of time thinking about our church, and specifically thinking about how we could encourage people in our church to grow in their faith. I wondered what makes people want to know God more, and how can we encourage that in the church? I still wonder that. God took the first step towards us. Actually, God has taken many steps towards us. From the beginning of time, God wanted a relationship with humans, the people he had created. In John 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God." And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. What does God want from us? He wants us to know him through Jesus. Jesus is the image of God. We get to know Jesus. We get to know God. Now, I understand that there are a lot of people who do not believe in God or do not want to know God. There may be many reasons for this. They may think that God and the church are the same, and there is a lot they don't like about church. Or they may have a difficult time with the idea of God being the Father, because they didn't have a father they could love and respect. Or they can't understand why God would allow such terrible things to happen in the world. But this is not what this reflection is about. I am making the assumption that the reason you come to church is because you want to know God. It's important to you. Easter weekend for the church is the most important weekend of the Christian calendar. Christ's death and resurrection is why we can be in relationship with God. Lent is the period leading up to the cross and resurrection, which is life and hope. Life and hope in this world and in the world to come. So what if we use this time to draw closer to God, to try to get to know God better? I don't think there's one specific way to do this. If there are more than 50 people in this room today, there are probably more than 50 different ways to do this. But I'm going to give you a few ideas to get you thinking so you can come up with your own idea. If you want to know someone, what do? You spend time with them, talking to them, listening to them, hanging out with them. I'm going to read Romans 12:1 from the Message. This was our New Testament scripture for today. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. I'm going to read that last part of the verse. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. This isn't about doing more. There is nothing we can do to make God love us more. Jesus proved this in a remarkable way. Instead, I'm suggesting that you just be with God. Spend time with Him. I'm suggesting that you take a few minutes each day during this Lenten season to practice being with God. Does this sound easy to you? It may, or it may not. It is likely something many of you already do. Here is my confession. I find it challenging to just be with God, to listen. Listening to God quietly, without talking, is really difficult for me. I prefer to pray because then I'm talking. How egocentric is that? Now it's time for your confession. How many of you, when you are in church, find that your mind wanders during the prayer, the scripture, music, or the message? It's okay. You can confess this because Daryl is not here. Your mind has likely wandered several times since I started speaking. This is what our mind does. It's hard to focus on one thing at a time, and especially when there are so many distractions around us. But I believe it's important to be silent in the presence of God in order to know Him. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I believe that this may look different for each of us. I don't think we need to be sitting or laying down to be still. I think we can be still walking outside or looking out the window. To me, it's about focus, putting our entire focus on God. I want to suggest that you take 3 to 5 minutes each day during this period of Lent to just be with God, to focus on Him. It may help you to focus on a scripture passage like Psalm 45, our Old Testament scripture for today. You may want to say the Lord's Prayer very slowly and really think about the words. You may want to go for a walk or look out the window. You will likely be distracted because that's what our minds do. But every time we get distracted is an opportunity to focus our attention back to God. Whatever you do, take time and allow your mind to be still. Stop talking and use your senses to feel the presence of God. Not many people hear God audibly, although I believe some, like Paul on the road to Damascus, have. I want to address those in the room who may not believe in God or who may have given up on God, or who are disappointed or angry with him. I actually think this idea I am presenting might be a great idea for you, if you are willing. I believe God can handle our disappointments with him and our anger towards him. If you have read the book of Psalms, you will know that this scripture is filled with crying, grief, sorrow, and anger. It is okay, and I believe that God loves to meet us in this place of anger and disappointment. Be honest with God. Take 1 minute and say, I'm angry with you, or I don't believe in you, or I don't even know what to say to you. That is enough. And then sit back and listen. Let's try this now. Gina's going to put up the slide of Psalm 46:10. I want you to focus on this scripture for 1 minute. You may want to close your eyes if this helps you focus. Be still and know that I am God.